Kathy Engelbert needs to resign. I am disheartened about how Nafisha characterized our conversation at League Leadership. That's all you've got? You got to go. That's a weak-ass response. I'm going to say it one more time. That's a weak-ass response. You are the commissioner of the league. This young lady, Nafisha Collier, who's been runner-up for MVP twice, who's clearly a face and a star in the league, who's universally respected, called you out. She said, essentially, you're dismissive. She talked about Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and how your comments were that they were lucky to be in the league. They should be grateful for the money that they're getting. They should be on their knees thanking the... What? What? And you, that's the response that you give? What kind of defense is that? Was she lying? Kathy Engelbert, did you say that about Caitlin Clark or did you not? Did you say that about Angel Reese or did you not? Did you act that way towards Nafisha Collier or did you not? When you're somebody that really has power to flex, folks don't talk about you that way on platforms like that. They might say it privately. Hell, they might say it to your face privately. They don't say it publicly because that would be you know what. She didn't care. And I have not heard one single WNBA player come speak to the defense of Kathy Engelbert. She has to go. You can't be representing the players. They don't respect her, and they don't feel respected by her. We reached out and offered her an invitation to come and explain herself and explain if she really, really wanted to comment. And if so, why hasn't she commented more forcefully already? We said we heard she was not available because she's doing the NBA Finals. I'm sorry, I didn't know she was covering it. I didn't know she had it. She didn't have time to get on the phone for 10 minutes and have a conversation. My bad. That's her decision.